Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan, joined by Jay Levin. I'm at Callahan on air on Twitter. He is at Bowtie Sports. We appreciate you being here, and you can find this podcast anywhere you get your podcasts on the World Wide Web, Google, iTunes, and a whole load more. Please subscribe if you like what you hear. We'd love to have you on board as Jay and I take a look at potential scenarios here as the league resumes, one of which is cities. Now, real quick, for those who don't know or maybe you haven't heard, it's going to be 24 teams. So that means for 7 teams, Buffalo, New Jersey, Anaheim, the Kings, Sharks, Ottawa, and Detroit, the season's over for them. So they're not coming back to play. So we'll have 24 teams who will slowly work their way back through phase 2 into the workouts as things reopen. And then eventually we're going to need a place to play. Last week, ESPN's Emily Kaplan put out an article that said roughly 15 markets submitted proposals to the NHL to become a hub city, including Vegas, Minnesota, Edmonton, Toronto, and Vancouver. An AP article then further narrowed the list to Las Vegas, Nashville, Columbus, Raleigh, St. Paul, and Edmonton as the front runners. And so, Jay, let's start there. Those 6 cities I just named as far as being quote-unquote front runners for whatever the NHL decides here, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think my first thought, and Tom, I think we agree on this, is it's a little surprising that no Toronto, no Vancouver. To me, a little surprising also no Dallas included on that list. Not to go too far into it, looking at the 6 that are included, the one that kind of stands out as the outlier to me is Raleigh, North Carolina. Not really thought of as a hockey hotbed. I know a ton of great Caniacs, great fans there. They're locally, you know, the environment there in the building is great. But when you start talking about other facilities, practice facilities, when you start talking about hotel capacity around the rink, the rink is a little secluded there. Aren't a ton of hotels real close by the rink. So I think a lot of the infrastructure around Raleigh kind of stands out to me as one that, from that list, doesn't make quite as much sense. How about you, Tom? What were your initial reactions?
So when I see the list of cities that are here, I think Vegas is a strong candidate, and the immediate reason is the space. Vegas has a lot of hotels around the primary arena. If you do get to a point where you're playing 3 games a day in one arena as far as games go, and the league has said we favor NHL facilities for the actual games being played, that makes sense to me. It's a brand new building. It's cavernous. There's just a lot of good things there. I understand why it's listed. Columbus is one, I understand, because it's in the east. Raleigh seems like, as you mentioned, a bit of an outlier in that I don't know that the infrastructure is there necessarily, both in terms of sheets of ice and hotel capacity. St. Paul makes a lot of sense, though. I look at St. Paul, boy, you've got rinks upon rinks upon rinks. You've got the Twin Cities there, St. Paul and Minneapolis, both of which have plenty of room as far as hotels and being able to put players up and easy travel around the cities. That one makes a lot of sense to me. I can't see, though, having a Canadian city and an American city. If you're going to put the teams in Canada, I think you have to put them all in Canada. Prime Minister Trudeau has said there will be a 2-week quarantine back and forth. If you're coming into the country, you're going to have to wait. I don't see teams wanting to wait 2 weeks to resume a playoff series or start a playoff series. Once you're going, you need to be going. So either pick Edmonton, Toronto, Vancouver, and okay, that's where you're going, or you have to be all in the United States, because Edmonton and Toronto make an awful lot of sense, but not if you're going to have teams in the U.S. as well. I just don't think you can afford the lockdown for 2 weeks to, again, interrupt a season that's already about as interrupted as you can get.
I agree with you there. There are some elements to Edmonton that make a lot of sense, but as you point out, trying to have, you know, a 2-week pause to start the Stanley Cup Finals because, you know, a team that was based out of the Edmonton pod now has to go to some other pod, or or a team that was based in a U.S.-based pod now has to go up to Edmonton, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So agreed that if we're looking at only this group of six teams, you know, without there being a second Canadian team in there, that probably puts Edmonton at a disadvantage. Again, just to clarify a point that you made about hotels, it's not number of hotel rooms, but it's number of hotel rooms and hotel space that meet the NHL standards, right? You know, NHL has very specific standards on what type of hotels the players can stay at. You know, so you do need some more upscale hotels. Vegas, without a doubt, checks that box. Minneapolis, St. Paul, having two metro downtowns, checks that box. When you look at Columbus, now, if you're talking about 12 teams, if you're talking about, you know, 500, 600 people, maybe 700 when you start getting into some of the support staff, now you start getting into a question of, does Columbus check that box for having enough hotel space? That's where Raleigh as well. I'm not sure where Raleigh checks that box. Nashville, I believe, does have the capacity to check that box. And as I say that with a question mark towards Columbus, I do think they have a lot of other elements working in their favor. I think that the NHL would prefer having, if they're going to a two-host location, one more Eastern base, one more Western base. Well, you know, you look at Eastern base right now, Raleigh and Columbus are the only two in the Eastern time zone, right? You know, and if we're kind of eliminating Raleigh from consideration, that puts Columbus in the catbird seat, doesn't it, Tom?
I would think so. As far as the Eastern cities, really, I mean, Nashville's central time zone, St. Paul's central time zone, but outside of that, if Columbus, and this is just the top six we're talking, I'm sure other cities that have put in for it might be able to make some sense. You also have to look at what's going on within the state and or county where these places reside. You know, like a Florida has been out front saying sports is essential from day one. They have said, hey, we want pro sports to continue, and you can continue in our state, and sports like UFC and wrestling have. That said, not every place is going to be the same. So I wonder if, you know, some of the restrictions in the localities may make a difference. And we're going to have to keep an eye on things, Jay. Let's be honest, as we go through, we'll see as things do begin to reopen where the numbers are. I agree Columbus has to have the nod. To me, St. Paul makes sense as far as facilities, capacity. It seems like a great place to try to do this, especially because in the summer you're not going to deal with weather delays at all, or at least you would think. But I feel like Las Vegas is going to be the one that the league kind of tips its cap towards just because of what's been built in Las Vegas. The league likes Vegas. They host their awards show there every year. They like the brand new arena, and the facilities, I think, matter. Not that the XL Energy Center is by any means a slouch of an arena. It's really nice. But Vegas just has that momentum built right now, and I think the league wants to continue that going, especially with Seattle coming in soon, and it being a little bit more towards the west. I just feel like that'll probably end up getting the nod. So, Jay, here's another one. At the end of the day, how many cities do you think the NHL goes with?
If it were me making a call, I would start with four cities and then narrow it down to two. But everything we've heard from the league, or the indications, the leaks that seem to be coming out through the media, seems to indicate two teams or two host cities. As I look at things, I think, you know, if I'm going to take a stab here, I think that Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Vegas probably emerge as the two top candidates out more towards the west. I like Minneapolis, St. Paul as the leader there. You've got professional arenas both in Minneapolis and in St. Paul, plus you've got the University of Minnesota campus right there that's got a great arena, great facility. And then you've got a lot of practice facilities all throughout the area. So in my opinion, you've got a ton of pro-style arenas. You've got great housing options. you've got a lot going well, you know, going in its favor. I understand what you're saying about Vegas. I just don't know that I see the practice facilities in that area, but I agree with you. You make some great points about that. That's an area that the league is trying to push. So I think Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Las Vegas emerge as the top two to host perhaps a Western regional. I look at Columbus and Nashville, I think, as the top two options to host an Eastern regional. I think, again, you know, one of the big points about this comes down to finances. And the fact that there's no state income tax in Tennessee, I think, is a very strong motivating factor for the Players Association. You know, and as you're getting into escrow conversations, I think that that's going to hold a lot of weight. That also probably holds a lot of weight towards keeping Vegas in the conversation on the West. But I think even though Nashville, even though the Predators are a Western Conference team, real close to that East-West timeline. So I think that Columbus, Nashville are probably the two top contenders to host Eastern Conference. And I think looking at the list, that you get into Minneapolis and Vegas as the top two to the West. What are your final thoughts here, Tom?
Well, Jay, I agree with you as far as Columbus and Nashville in the East, because for fans, we're saying, well, it's a Western Conference building. The fans aren't a factor in this because there won't be any. So it's just the building, the TV and media coverage and radio and what have you. That's all we're really going to be primarily concerned about here. So even though it is a quote-unquote Western building, they could easily play the East games there, and it's going to come down to the city and the host city. I agree. I think that's going to be more attractive for them. I think St. Paul makes the most sense towards being a host city, but again, I just believe there's more pizzazz behind that whole Vegas romance that the league has right now, and I think Vegas ends up getting a nod in the West. They should have, and I can see for practicality why the league will go with two locations, one East, one West. They will clump
hey,
the
Tom,
teams there.
Can I throw out one more X factor that
sure.
both Vegas and Nashville have? If you're talking about a made-for-TV event, you're talking about entertainment value, right? So the ability of both Vegas and Nashville to put on a show outside of the game, for a TV-only type of audience, that's another added bonus, right? Like the NHL saw a big boost when the Stanley Cup Finals were held in Nashville. You saw a lot of country music artists. You saw a lot of music labels jumped on board with the NHL. That gave them a ratings boost in some demographics that weren't there before. That gave them media access to different outlets that weren't there before. So, if Nashville's a host city, you could have a Carrie Underwood perhaps doing a private show in between games, right? Vegas, again, think of all the different entertainment options you potentially have for people who are located in Vegas, for entertainers who are located out there. I think, you know, as you start looking at this and as you look at it as a TV-only, an entertainment-only type product, that could be an X factor that perhaps leads those two cities a little bit more ahead.
Excellent points, Jay. Absolutely. That is Jay Levin. He is at Bowtie Sports on Twitter. I'm Tom Callahan at Callahan on Air. This is Talking Puck. You can subscribe anywhere you pick your podcasts up on the web. Also, TalkingPuck.com. And don't forget Talking Puck TV on Sunday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on YouTube, Mixer, and Twitch. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back very soon with another podcast here as Jay and I continue to look at different factors of the NHL slowly opening itself up to resuming the season and perhaps awarding a Stanley Cup in 2020. We'll talk to you next time.